Okay, next we have Will McAdams from Texas Lobby Strategies and Bill Moore from Butler Snow, who are going to talk to us about large load interconnection, some policy and legal issues for our consideration. So I'll turn it over to you guys.
Great, thank you. All right, so Katie hit on some very good specific stuff. I'm going to be at probably a little bit of a higher level. What Will and I are planning to do is I'm going to hit some of the kind of general policy and legal issues that attend to large load interconnection, and then Will's going to give you some good stuff on kind of more practicalities of SPP and ERCOT and things to think about there. So hopefully that works for everybody. There we go. So as everybody knows, the challenge is what's going on in terms of electricity demand in this country. And a lot of this challenge is due to what I'm going to generically call data centers, whether it's hyperscalers or crypto loads or whatever, just large loads. And I've got some of the statistics up here, and some of what is really shocking to me is not just the growth rate. Like you see in WCC, load growth at four times the growth rate in the next 10 years as from the preceding 10 years, but double the growth rate that was just forecasted in 2022. So what we're seeing is not just that the growth rate is accelerating, it's that the forecasts, from just a year or two ago are just expanding wildly. Same with ERCOT. ERCOT raised its forecast from 2023 to 2024 and jumped it up by 40 gigawatts in a market with about 100 gigawatts of generation. I mean, it's an astounding increase. I've got some of the other statistics up there. The one from Berkeley Labs is kind of interesting. They're forecasting that data center electricity use could increase by more than 700% in 10 years, which is staggering. NERC came out with its long-term reliability assessment recently, and one of the headlines from that assessment was over half of the continent is at elevated or high risk of energy shortfall in the next 5 to 10 years, which is amazing. I've also seen the statistic that in Virginia, there's a lot of data center development in the state of Virginia. I've seen a statistic where there's a forecast that by 2030, which is not that far away, basically half of the electricity generated in the state of Virginia could be consumed by data centers, which again is just an astounding number. So part of the issue is, and you saw this slide earlier from the panel that Warren Lasher was moderating. So basically, you've got the issue that load can come on really quickly, 6 to 12 months. Generation can come on pretty quickly. That says 6 to 12. It's probably more like 6 to 24, 6 to 36. Transmission takes much longer, 3 to 6 years. And as ERCOT says, when you get outside of ERCOT, that timeline can be much longer, 7.5 to 13 years for jurisdictional markets. So it's a tougher issue outside of ERCOT. And then the question becomes, all right, so this is kind of a resource adequacy concern, right? And so the question becomes, is there enough generation being built? Well, here's an interesting snapshot from the load interconnection queue in ERCOT. And I think what really jumps out at me here is if you look at the percentage of the new generation that's forecasted through 2030 coming online, over 90% of that is solar, wind, and batteries. And the bulk of it is solar and batteries. So it does raise interesting, resource adequacy types of concerns around not just the intermittency of the resources, but also, I don't know, from my perspective, a battery is not really a generation source, right? Battery just stores what has been generated by something else. And about half of that what's called new generation is batteries. Not that batteries are bad, but they don't really, generate anything on their own. So this is,